wealthiest people have impact, influence, and share their message on a global scale. Hi, my name's Jake Davey, and this is the Influence Podcast. And it's my attempt to share the lessons that I've learned along the way to now building my own seven-figure online business with Instagram through our flagship training program, Instagalactic. I also want to share the lessons that I've learned from being part of sales and marketing teams that have generated over $19 million in sales over the past few years. My hope is that this information falls into the right hands or into the right ears of people that are driven for change and have a strong desire to make more money, share their message, and have impact and influence on a global scale. And finally, if you're a new or existing business owner or entrepreneur listening to this right now, and you want to move faster with this and actually focus on the implementation, where this stuff actually gets done, then I'd love to hear from you. You're welcome to connect with me and the team directly through Instagram. The name of the account is my full name, at Jake Adam Davey, and I'll respond personally. I'd love to hear more about what you're doing, who you're doing it for, and how we may be able to assist you moving forward. Thank you so much for listening to the Influence Podcast. I hope you share and enjoy. Hey guys, how are you doing? My name is Jake Davey. I'm going to share one simple thing that we did in our business that increased the conversion of our sales calls by 50%. Now, if you're an online business owner, entrepreneur, and right now you're selling on the phone or you sell on Zoom, then you want to watch this video. For me personally, I've built a seven-figure business on Instagram, generated over $1 million in sales and over $20 million in sales with the clients that we've worked with and as part of sales teams around the world. And I really want to share this with you because right now, if you are selling on the phone, if you're selling on Zoom and you're getting an okay conversion, or perhaps you haven't yet got the conversion that you're looking for, then this can have a massive, massive impact on your bottom line. Without adding any more traffic, without sending any more people into the funnel, although of course you want to do those things as well, but simply increasing your conversion. The one thing that we did and the one change that we did. Hey guys, Jake here. Just a quick message from me. If you are listening along and enjoying the show, then chances are somebody that you know is also going to take a lot of value from this as well. If you think back to where you first heard about us, whether that was through a training or a referral or a recommendation from somebody else, then chances are if you can share this with just one other person as well, they will take a huge amount of value from this. It's a really great way for us to spread through word of mouth. And as you know, we don't promote other people's products or services on this show either. Thank you so much. I really appreciate if you share with just one person. It may well change the world for them. Actually, was a really simple but personalized follow-up after we'd taken a call. So in this video, I'm not going to talk about things that happened before the call. I'm not even going to talk about what happens on the call. I'm simply going to talk about the one thing that we did after the call that had such a big impact on the conversion. So what would generally tend to happen is when we were speaking to clients and speaking to people on a call, then either they would make a decision there, or occasionally they would put that decision off and they would maybe want to speak to their partner, which is quite a common thing. They'd say they wanted a bit of time to think about it, which is quite a common thing, or other objections would come up. Now, of course, there'll be videos, and I will even create videos as well talking about how to handle those types of objections on the call, because ideally you would want them to make a decision on that call when you are together. But let's be honest, it doesn't always happen. And so if that's the case, then we also want to make sure that you've got contingencies as well. So the one thing that we did and the one thing I really focused on is as soon as I'd finished a conversation with somebody, whether it was on the phone or whether it was on Zoom, then I wanted to follow up, and I said that I would always follow up with a breakdown of everything that was included. Okay. So naturally, when you're doing lots of calls, for me personally, I did over 900 inbound sales calls and sales conversations between March 2020 and December 2021. So there was a lot of calls, right? And one thing that I found is as all these calls were coming in, I just wanted to make sure that we converted as many people as possible. So on the call, if somebody, for whatever reason, hadn't made the decision on the call at that time, then I wanted to make sure that we were following up and giving them some information. Hey guys, Jake here. Just a quick message from me. You'll notice that we don't run any adverts on this show. We don't promote anybody else's products or services. And so the only ask that I really have is please help us reach more people. And you can do this by reviewing the show, leave a review. It literally just takes one tap of your thumb to go and leave a review for us on the podcast platform that you listen to this to, and also ensure that you subscribe as well. The more subscriptions we get, the more reviews we get, the more ultimately we can go and reach more people, help more people, serve more people so they can build their audience, build their business, and share their message around the world. Thank you so much. greatly appreciate all your support. So what I would do is I would say I'll follow up with all the details, a breakdown of everything that's included, all the bonuses that you get, and the offer as well. And then what I would do, having put that email together, and we had a template in there so you can personalize it for the individual, is I would then go to Loom, L-O-O-M, if you're not familiar with Loom, and I would do a screen recording of me with the camera on, big kind of picture, and I would do it either on their Instagram account, so the screen sharing would be of their Instagram account, if we were talking about Instagram, of their website, if we were talking about something more broad with their business, perhaps of their book, or something that was personal to them, right? So the idea being that what I would do is I would create a short personalized video with them, something that would grab their attention. It was clearly personalized, I'd taken the time to do it, and it discussed one or two things in our conversation. So for example, let's say I was working with a yoga instructor and I'd had a conversation with a yoga instructor. They'd said they were quite interested, they wanted a bit of time. Could I send over the information? Now again, there's other ways you can handle that on the call, but let's say that that was agreed. And so the next thing I would do is follow up with an email. I would then go to this person's Instagram, if we've been talking about their Instagram. I would share the screen, I'd get me on the camera as well with Loom, and I would then record them a personalized video. Now the subject line for the email was always thank you and follow up to our call. So I was thanking them for their time, firstly, very important. However they were going to move forward, I still wanted to know that I appreciated their time. And then a quick follow up would be all the information that we discussed. Now, the great thing is that with Loom, you can also have a preview image or GIF. So if you select specifically the preview image or GIF, then you can drop that into the email. So when the person receives this email with a breakdown of all their details, at the top or within the first third, you can actually include this GIF. So there is a moving type of video, a moving image, which immediately draws them in and they're more likely to watch it. So that's a real useful tip that I would encourage you to do as well. Now, in terms of the video itself, as I mentioned earlier, I'd have it on their website or their business or their Instagram. I'd say congratulations. Thanks so much for your time. I greatly appreciate it. And it's been great getting to know you better, more about your business and where you are right now. I would then very likely say a few specific things about their business. So you mentioned on the call that you're struggling with this, you're also struggling with this, and your goals are X, Y, Z. Based on the conversation that we've had today, I truly believe that we are in a really strong position based on our knowledge and expertise and clients we've worked with in the past to be able to assist you and support you moving forward so you can achieve the thing that they said that they want to achieve, right? If there were specifics that they wanted to see, like a particular testimonial or particular stats, then I would also highlight that in the video as well. But really, it was more just a reiteration that they were getting a personalized touch from me. Now this video doesn't have to be long, it was maybe 2 or 3 minutes long, absolute maximum, and you want to make sure it's pretty short anyway, so you know, you're not kind of drowning them in information. The purpose of the call is not to reiterate everything that's in the offer, you can have that as a breakdown within the email, but it's more to show that you have personalized a touch in the connection with them, and that you're thinking about them. Ultimately, you know, you've taken the time out of your day to think about them, to create something personal for them, thank them for their time, show that you do believe that you're a good fit, and then I would suggest that there is a call to action there. We agree that our next step is for us to have a call tomorrow at 10 a.m., for example, or we've agreed our next step is that we will meet on Thursday at this time, or we've agreed our next step is for you to speak to your partner and then we're going to do X, Y, Z, whatever that might be. So include that specific call to action that you've agreed there as well, ideally with a time frame. Well, I would say perfectly with the time frame. And that in itself has a huge, huge impact. The other angle that you can add to that, so that's the whole thing, firstly, is that just by including and following up, not just with a breakdown of everything that's included, but with a personalized Loom video, which has that kind of moving GIF at the top of the email, is really, really powerful as a follow-up. I would generally send that via email, and I would also occasionally send that directly through Instagram, if I've been speaking to somebody on Instagram, so they could also see it there as well. Hey guys, Jake here, just a quick message from me. If you have been listening to the show for a while and you're really enjoying the information, then I would also like to assist you one step further with the implementation. Of course, results happen when we take action, and so if you know that this is a good fit for you right now and you just want to start getting results faster, we would love to hear from you. You're welcome to go across to the website jakeadamdavey.com/assist, or you can DM me directly on Instagram with the word assist. And I would love to see if myself and the team are able to assist you and your business achieving your goals and moving forward monetizing Instagram. Thank you so much. I look forward to hearing from you. Now, I mentioned earlier that this helped us increase our conversion rate. And certainly for people who were doing that or who had gone through the whole process, if they then saw that follow-up and they were kind of on the fence, quite often it had a really good impact in terms of them saying, yes, actually, I want to move forward. This sounds like a good fit for me. But what would also happen, and this was also quite useful, is that it would then allow me to follow up. If somebody had said it's not a good fit on the call, if somebody had actually said on the call, it's probably not right for me at this time, but thank you so much, I'm not going to move forward, then they've made a decision. So this is kind of an extra sneaky thing that you can add in, which works very, very well. I say sneaky, but ninja that you can add in that works very, very well. If somebody had said on the call or on the conversation, thanks so much, it looks like a great offer, all this and kind of things, but it's just not quite for me at the moment. The question I would ask is, okay, if we just kind of strip all this bare, you know, you've got the membership site, you've got the calls, you've got the coach, you've got this, you've got this, you've got this. From everything that we've shared today, which of these do you think will be the most valuable for you? Which of these do you think will be the most useful, have the biggest impact on your results right now, where you are at this moment? Very important question, because then it gets rid of all the fluff, and it's just like, of all these things, if you could just pick one, which one would it be? And the reason I say that is because the objection will generally be time or money. And so if it's money, if you've offered something like a package for a higher ticket option, and they've said, finances are really tight, I can't do that, then what we're doing is we're finding out what's the most important thing, because we could potentially offer that on its own, right? If somebody says that time is a matter, I couldn't do this because I've got this, and they're adamant that time is a factor, then again, what we're doing is we're pulling out one specific thing that feels less overwhelming, and it's very, very directed into one specific area. So if they had said no on the call, what I would do is I would ask that question, and then when I did the follow-up, because yes, I followed up with people even if they didn't buy initially on the call, or even if they said no on the call initially, then I would follow up and say, hey, thanks so much for your time, greatly appreciate it. Based on the conversation we're having, we talked about this particular offer. You said that it wasn't quite the right fit this time because time, money, whatever their objection was. And I've really thought about this, and I just want to ensure that we can give you the best support possible and to make sure that today's conversation was still a good use of everybody's time. So let me do this for you. And then this is your opportunity, again, depending on what your offer is, to see how this fits. But this is your opportunity to say, do you know what, from all the things that we discussed, and you directly said to me at the end of the call, the most valuable thing would be the coaching call or the access to the membership site or this particular, checklist or whatever it might be, then you can say, what I'll do is this. Rather than it being this price, which I'd originally offered for the whole package and search, then you can offer a significant, and I'm just going to give you this part because that's the part you wanted, and I'll do a massive discount, which is this. Okay. And the reason that I would do that is firstly because it increases the sales and the conversion that you're getting on the phone. It gives you the opportunity to naturally generate more income. But the other thing is that when you bring somebody in for that first or that next step, it gives you another opportunity. They're a buyer now, and the relationship with the buyer is different to the relationship with a lead. And if somebody is willing to pull out their credit card details and give them to you, then they'll do it again. And so if somebody's willing to take that first step, then chances are that they will go for another thing. So for me personally, this is getting real deep, but this is good. This is why we do this. What I would generally do is say, right, okay, all those things, it sounds like a lot, but 6 months commitment and such is too much or whatever they've described. I say, I think the best thing for you right now is we just need a personalized plan. Most people struggle about where to start, where to go, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So my recommendation is that of all those things that we talked about, let me focus on, or why don't we focus on this? Let's sit down together on Zoom and we'll do that 90 minute overall strategy roadmap from zero to 100,000 followers or zero to $100,000 or whatever it may have been that we were offering at the time. Now, 90 minutes was a lot. It was a big commitment at the time, absolutely. But it was the opportunity to provide massive value. So yes, it was more time out of my day, absolutely. But it was the opportunity to provide massive value. And what was remarkable is that through that 90 minutes, I would then give them specific actions to go and do. And I said, you know what, let's have a follow-up in next week or let's have a follow-up in 2 weeks. And the reality is that most people, when they're doing this on their own, they don't do the stuff, right? They're blown away by the information, they get loads of value in that initial call, but they don't do the stuff. So when they come back 2 weeks later, they're like, well, I kind of didn't do it. And that's your opportunity, again, for another kind of soft sell or another pitch. So all this time you're kind of cycling people back into, if somebody says no on the call the first time, that doesn't mean no forever. So two different types of follow-up. Let me just clarify those. The first is if somebody doesn't make a decision on the call and you say, great, let me follow up and I'll send all this information to you. You do it with the Loom video. It's personalized. You give them kind of a breakdown. You say thank you. You talk about how you can help them and where the kind of gaps are. And then from there, you give them a call to action about how you're going to follow up. If somebody said no on the call, that doesn't mean no forever. It certainly doesn't mean that we just ignore them. So, oh, they didn't buy. Let's go to the next person. Definitely not, because that's where people leave money on the table. So that's where I would personalize a video for them based on asking them that question at the end of the call, which is, if you could just take one thing from this, what would be most beneficial? I would put together a Loom video for them with just that offer. Give them again, I say scarcity, but give them time frame. So we're not just, you know, it's not just like it's open forever. It's like, if you let me know by the end of the day or within the next 24 hours, you can have that one specific thing for a fraction of the price of everything else. Generally, they will go ahead with that. Generally, I would ensure that that was a call with me, whether 45 minutes, 60 minutes or 90 minutes. So I could show massive, massive value, but then also have the opportunity to offer additional support later down the line. So I wasn't losing that thing forever. It was the opportunity to continue to keep that person engaged and involved. I recently interviewed somebody on the podcast, a guy called Fred Diamond, who has a background in sales. We didn't talk about sales on the podcast, but has a background in sales. And he said something which really stuck in my mind, which is sales is all about the next conversation. And I just remember thinking, ha, that's really cool. Because if I just keep thinking about how do I get the next conversation with that person, and I know that we have the solution to their problem, then eventually they're going to buy. That was it. And so that was a big fact. I didn't realize I was doing it at the time, but that was a big factor. Is I just wanted to keep that conversation going because I knew eventually they were going to buy. If I demonstrated enough value, if I showed that I could help them and support them, eventually they were going to buy. So kind of the overarching thing from all of this, what's the big takeaway? Follow-up is the big takeaway. 100% follow-up. The more personalized it is, the better. Follow up with people if they don't make a decision. Follow up with people if they do make a decision and it's a no, because you can turn that no into a small yes, and that small yes can later turn into a big yes. This allowed us to convert 50% more sales calls when people were booking in, and not every single one of them went for the high ticket, but a number of them went for the lower ticket option, and a number of those people did end up going for the higher ticket later on. If this has been useful, depending on where you're watching it, hit like, give me a thank you, send me a message on Instagram, hit subscribe if this is on LinkedIn or on the podcast. And thanks so much. I appreciate it. We'll speak very soon. Hi friends, Jake here again. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. You can find links to anything that we've discussed, books, trainings, other podcasts, anything currently that we're enjoying, you will find those in the show notes, or you'll find it somewhere in and around all the information that you usually find in a podcast. And a reminder that if you'd like to know more about what I do, if you want more of tools, resources, any recommendations, readings, free training, products and such, then you can find all of that on the website, jakeadamdavy.com. Equally, if you want to come over and say hello, Instagram is always the best place, and the account is at jakeadamdavy. If you're enjoying this podcast, don't hesitate to leave us a review. Of course, the more stars, the better. And equally, sharing is caring. So if you've heard something or listened to something that you've enjoyed yourself and you think will be beneficial or useful to other people, please do pass that on. It will be very much appreciated. And as you know, when you get a recommendation from somebody that you trust, there really is nothing better. Thank you so much. And until next time, stay on mission, do something extraordinary for others, keep inspiring, and keep growing your circle of influence. Goodbye.